NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using promo code DKHOOPS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with promo code DKHOOPS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
We're back, and the big men around the league are dominant. The Pels and Lakers are in a groove. Finally, I could say that about the Lakers. And we tap in with the state of the Los Angeles Clippers with the Athletics beat writer Law Murray on today's episode. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is Miles
and Jack got mad boosted.
Wow. Ha-ha. Really taking it to the next level.
Just trying new things, you know.
I like it. I like that voice for you. I also noticed that we don't get the big men are dominating intro bump when Embiid is having a big week, but when AD has a big week, suddenly big men around the league are dominating.
Yeah. That's what we in the industry call a bias. Yeah, but we knew this.
I'm outnumbered.
Let's welcome our guest, who might actually have your back as a Philadelphia native. Please welcome Law Murray from The Athletic. What's going on, Law? Thank you for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me. It's good to be able to talk about basketball in a chill December environment, you know?
Yes. With a couple of idiots.
Yeah. Like we tell everybody, this may be the dumbest NBA podcast out there, but it has heart. And I think that's what people cling to, you know?
Dumb and heart, like Rocky, speaking
exactly.
of Philadelphia, you know?
Yeah.
If you're not going to play smart, at least play hard, right?
That's right. So, Law, you cover the Clippers, but you're from Philly. The first thing I like to always ask when we have our journalists on, are you so professional that you've transcended fandom and you're like, yeah, of course I have my team, but like, let's be real. I look at too much basketball to really get too caught up in that. Or do you still have got a little bit of fan in you?
I don't have any fan in me, man. It was even before the professional. Like,
wow.
I was watching. Look, when I first got into basketball, NBA Jam has Sean Bradley and Clarence Weatherspoon in it. Like, what do you expect me to do with that? I was looking at everybody else, man. So, like, I learned from an early age to appreciate everybody.
Right. Okay. I appreciate that. I can.
God, that I forgot that was Sean Bradley and Clarence Weatherspoon. What a duo.
And that's you didn't even get a third player.
Yeah.
It was crazy because like the proportions were off. Like unless you were Muggsy Bogues short, like you couldn't tell the difference, right? Especially once you got that thing at home. Like the arcade in the 90s, at least there was a little bit of definition, but you get the game on Super NES or something, and everybody did all the same damn things anyway. So Sean Bradley couldn't even be 7'6".
Which I think that would have limited his game. If in real life he wasn't 7'6", he wouldn't have been nearly as effective, I'd say. That's a spicy take.
He certainly wouldn't have been in Space Jam, so.
Right.
I mean, was that with the tournament edition? Like that it was that you had Bradley? Because was the original duo from the, like, was Hornacek and Hersey Hawkins?
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, like in the OG team, cabinet, I remember that was the team, because I was always confused, because I was like, I thought Jeff Hornets, like, I remember being a kid, like, I thought he was with the Jazz or whatever, but yeah.
I mean, and look, that team wasn't good either, you know?
Right, yeah.
Come on now.
Let's just be clear about that.
I think when Bradley came into the league, they were like, we need a refresh here, because we need to get this guy in the action. The game NBA Jam cries out for Sean Bradley type talent.
Right. Because what, Barkley wasn't going to be in the game, right? Oh, no, this is the year he went to Phoenix that year. That's what it, right.
Yeah. Right.
Right. That's how Hornacek had gotten there. And I mean, yeah, like those were the only two guys. Like those guys were both lottery picks. I mean, Bradley was the number two pick in his draft, which again, we can appreciate what a Sean Bradley would do now. But in the 90s, when jokes were at their highest, the taller you were for getting yammed on. Obviously, that was not going to make you a Philadelphia 76ers fan exclusively.
Right.
Right. So now you're covering the Clippers. The Clippers are an exciting team. I mean, they're over 500 despite all the injuries, and Kawhi and Paul George just returned as we're recording this last night. And Kawhi looked like physically not fully comfortable out there. Like he looked like he had his old man game working, but it was working. He came up huge down the stretch.
Man? Yeah.
He like took it over.
Yeah. Well, he needed to. I've been telling people that my whole synopsis of the Clippers to this point of the year couldn't be explained in that game last night. The fact that Kawhi Leonard comes back from a multi-week absence to hit a game winner in a game where they were trailing in Charlotte. Like that's pretty much the Clippers season. Like they make the hard easy and they make the easy hard, and it's great that they won it. But like Kawhi said last night, Kawhi is the first guy who's gonna call out the fact that this shouldn't have come to that point. And a lot of it was because of Kawhi's minutes. The starters were terrible in Charlotte, which that hadn't been the case in the few games that Kawhi had played. So it was a very weird, interesting game, an exciting result in a season that hasn't been exciting so much as when the heck are these guys are going to consistently string some games together.
Right. How are you feeling seeing off that performance? You know, like, especially like, you know, Jack saying down the home stretch, he's got a little bit of that claw in him still. I know the fans are obviously like very reserved, measured. I've seen Clippers fans be like, oh, I don't want to get too excited, but they felt very excited about what they saw. How much time are you giving it to before you start making an assessment on what's happening?
Sorry, and just before you answer, during your last answer, I do just want to let listeners know Miles was doing the Jack Nicholson gif, the big smile with the big evil smile, nodding slowly his head.
Yes.
Miles is a Lakers fan that is like, you know, really, really good guy.
Terminally
in
Lakers fan.
Every respect, really, really a nice person, except when he talks about the Clippers. It's
or
just
Tottenham.
This disrespect comes through that it's, I've... It's,
yeah, well, look.
It's upsetting to me to hear him talk about the
I
Clippers.
I said it's upsetting that the Clippers are out here. You know, that's
you
how
just
I
don't think they should exist as a team. It's
banter. Because at the end of the day, I mean, like, I'm objective enough. I can obviously say, yeah, I wish the situations were different. But again, that's where I'm like, I would like to ask journalists, I'm like, do you have that irrational part of your brain that refuses to, like, you know, reckon reality with what you feel, like me? So I'm the first to admit that.
Okay.
But yeah,
okay.
But yeah, absolutely. Am I going to therapy for it? No, but I should.
I'm open about the fact that I'm dead inside. So I'm like other journalists, they act like, you know, they're on this high all the damn time. It's like, I'm human enough to tell you that like covering certain teams and certain games is just an exercise of, I refuse to be hurt by any of this. Okay. Like I don't have a, like I don't have a story. Like, you know how journalists, they'll be rooting for the great story to come through. I'm just like, oh, man, I really, you know, want to tell everybody about how he had some special cookies before the game. And right. I can only tell that story if the player has a great game so people can care. Yeah. You know, I need a way in, a hook. I don't give a damn about that.
Like, you're an NBA nihilist.
I'm gonna.
You believe in nothing.
Yeah. But Jack, before you decided to throw me under the bus or accurately describe my character out loud on a podcast,
the hoop bus, the Venice Beach hoop bus. That's what that song was.
You know, just to get to my question. I mean, how? Like, what do you look at it? Like, what are you still wanting to see develop before you can, like, you know, you give an assessment on what's going on with the team?
Well, look, this is the thing that stuck with me and has guided me for the past 6 weeks or so. They had their home opener against the Phoenix Suns on a Sunday night. And because it's the Clippers, it was the second night of a back-to-back. That's just how it is. And they got smacked. But they were blown out before Kawhi could even get in the game because they were doing this experiment to start the year, which was Kawhi's suggestion. Bring him off the bench to maximize his minutes. Yeah, that didn't work against the Suns. By the time Kawhi got in the game, they were already down near 20. So I talked to Nicholas Batum, the oldest guy on the oldest team in the league. And, you know, we're just having a conversation before we're going to talk to Kawhi and such. And he just kind of says, matter-of-factly, we're not going to do anything crazy until Christmas. And I'm like, Nico, wait, what you mean by that?
Crazy, like, win games?
I just needed to make sure I didn't mishear him, you know?
Right, right.
So I was like, so what that mean, Nico? He's like, oh, you know, we'll be okay, but this is going to take a while. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not going to do, you know, Christmas, that's when, in Nico's mind, they were going to take off. They were going to look like the team that everyone was talking about them looking like for the better part of the offseason, right? Because it's not like this team has a bunch of new faces. They just have new bodies in the form of guys who didn't play a bunch last year.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
They were on the team.
Like new signing.
But the only guy who's new is John Wall, who happens to be another one of those guys who didn't play at all last year. But Nico's point was that because all these guys are coming back, and it's not just guys, you know, who are just, you know, they're coming back. No, it's your ball handlers and playmakers, you know? They're your cooks in the kitchen, the guys who you're building entire schemes around. Those are the guys coming back from long layoffs. And so when you hear that and it's like, oh, yeah, I get it now. The basketball might be messy for 2 months.
Right.
And then they're going to figure it out. And they're going to, like, string together, you know, contendership basketball. Except that literally Kawhi felt stiffness 2 days later and knocked him out for 25 days. So that sets your clock back.
Right.
So how much time do I give the Clippers? Grammy trip. End of January is when it starts, and it wraps up right before the trade deadline. The Clippers need to get the intel to understand what they need to do, if anything. And let's be real. The Clippers, they make a move with a veteran every year, right?
Right.
Can't tell you which veteran it might be, but they make a move every year. I would say the Clippers need to figure out what team they're going to be come that Grammy trip, mid-January, late January. So that gives, I mean, that's just a reality. Kawhi's missed so much time. They got to string some consistency together, and they have no reason to think they're in blow-it-up territory. Everyone gets along. Everyone understands the situation. They haven't been together. Give it a month or about a month and a half, and that's where they need to be.
It's called a Grammy trip because they have to basically leave L.A., because the Grammys take over, like, Staples? Is that?
That's right.
Every year.
That's right.
Yeah.
The arena formerly known as Staples and maybe futurely known
It'll
as Staples.
It'll be back. Don't worry. I was calling that.
The way it is.
I remember when it switched over to that name. I was like, trust me, in about a year, we'll be going to Staples again.
Office Depot needs to swoop in.
In 2 years, the Clippers will be playing all of their road games there instead of, you know, that being just a thing that people say because the Sacramento Kings fans infiltrated the building at the end of a blowout.
Beam team.
What's your biggest surprises?
Like the beam, man.
what would your biggest surprises or highlights of the season be so far, Clippers or otherwise?
Well, for the Clippers, I would just say, and it's not as much a surprise if you pay attention to the Clippers, but that's a team that they're resourceful as hell. We talk about who's not playing all the time, and the focus should be on who is. And it was mentioned earlier, like, in terms of the big men, Vincent Zubac had a 31-point, 29 rebound game.
Yeah.
You know, with Kawhi and Paul out. You know, Norman Powell, like, he had a really rough start to the year, like, so rough that they wanted him to start, and then they were like, this ain't working. And Norm's hit his stride. Like, he's hurt right now because Clippers, you know, of course. But before that, like, he had scored 30 points off the bench in a span of, like, a week and a half or something like that. So this team just finds different players. And when we say different players, I mean, like, take the stars out. Guys, like, 3 through 12, they find different guys to contribute to winning basketball. And, again, it shouldn't be a surprise, but the fact that they keep doing it, I think, is notable. Across the league, we started this year talking about the tank for Victor Wembanyama, and the teams that are supposed to be tanking are the ones that are playing competent basketball.
Right.
Yeah. And maybe that's leveling off a little bit, but then you look up and the Jazz, they get some big wins scoring 120-plus points. The Indiana Pacers, if it's a Monday night in California, Andrew Nembhard's breaking your heart.
Right?
That's been surprising to me. We're in December, so it's been a quarter of the season now, and I mean, the Rockets just beat the Sixers. Like,
yeah,
I don't think you need to worry about the tank. That. And that's been a pleasant surprise, because I don't think people want to talk about tanking. Like, players don't want to talk about it. Coaches don't want to talk about it. That's their jobs on the line. Front offices, they don't talk at all at this time of the year, so they're not even being accountable right now. But I like the fact that these teams, they've acted like they're trying to compete to start the year.
Yeah. And the Kings, you know, I mean, I don't think anyone was saying they were going to tank, but they look like they're legit. The Pacers,
yeah,
like, look legit. Like, they might do something.
They're a fun group. That's the other thing. You think about the Pacers, you think they're just a throwaway team. Like, I was working at ESPN. I was always getting made fun of for bringing up the Pacers as part of our coverage plan. It's like, that's a bottom five coverage team. But, like, that team is not just winning, but they're playing an exciting brand of basketball with some guys that you don't that we're getting to know. Like, Benedict Mathurin, we're getting to know him. He's a rookie. He's a first-round pick. He was a lottery pick. But he might mess around and, you know, he's a contender for two awards,
right?
Rookie of the Year and Sixth Man of the Year. That's exciting, because we don't talk about that every year.
Right.
All right. Should we do our underrated performers of the week and come back and talk some AD and some other kind of dominant performances?
Sure.
That we've been appreciating.
Who's been underrated?
I mean, let's go Austin Reeves.
Hey!
Underrated, he put up a 22-5 to go with LeBron's 31-8-7 and AD's 27-12 in a blowout over the Blazers. But his best performance was his mic'd up performance.
So
I love a good mic'd up.
Austin Reeves, go back to the prediction episode. You know what kind of visions I have for that young man. But this mic'd up, it was, I think, very endearing, especially for people who have only seen Austin Reeves just play. And they're like, what's he like? And his personality is, I don't know. He's just like that, like Labrador on the team, who's just always wagging his tail and very happy to be there. Let's check out
him.
Yeah, he's got that dog in him. And it's a golden retriever.
It's a golden retriever. Very friendly, lovable. They told me you were mic'd up. So he's talking to the ref at first.
Lay down. Make a layup.
How we living, man? Hey, good talk.
He's talking to an opponent.
Great
so heavy living. Great guitar.
Dishing to LeBron.
Shooter!
He's like giving LeBron a patronizing shooter.
Come on, Austin. Throw it down,
breakaway,
young man.
Throw it down with a little force.
I got bounced.
Yes, sir!
That's my favorite one. Toscano Anderson's like, I didn't know you had that. He's like, oh, I got a little bounce. You didn't hear about that?
But so yeah, that's good. That's an underrated performance. Tyus Jones has been playing well, put up 28, 10 assists, 5 rebounds, led the Grizzlies to a win over the Heat with Ja and Triple J sitting. Brogdon continuing to fill it up. Jordan Poole came back with the 30 points off the bench. Naz Reid and Bol Bol continues to be one of my favorite people to watch this season. Little Wembanyama preview. He had a coast to coast that was pretty sick. He can just like weave through traffic despite the fact that he's 7'2", 7'3", and then just flushes it, makes it look easy.
Yeah.
So Orlando is in the Wembanyama sweepstakes, but they're super fun to watch.
Imagine both of them. Right. Like, we got Bol Bol and Wemby.
Because we all know the Magic need yet another one of these tall, lanky big men, right?
Right.
If they get the number one pick, obviously they would take him. They need to take him. And they would need to just find someone to trade. But, like, let's just say this. Like, I hope Orlando is not the team that wins that lottery.
Yeah. I mean, they picked up Bol Bol as, like, off the scrap heap. Like, his career high was like 11 points prior to this season. So, I mean, they could obviously move him if they needed to, but yeah, that would also be fun. They're going to be, I like the teams that are kind of consolidating around the bottom, like as possibilities for that have really young, exciting cores, which that would be fun if they just all got to grow up together.
Just watch these group of kids grow up together out in Detroit, huh?
Yeah, good kid, talented kid.
Good kid.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about Anthony Davis.
You don't have to. You don't.
No, it's fine.
Don't have to be for me.
Fine. No,
it's apparent for all to see.
I'm excited. All right, let's take a break.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using promo code DKHOOPS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with promo code DKHOOPS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
And we're back. And as we were saying in the preseason predictions, Anthony Davis, actually don't, Miles said, listen to the preseason predictions. We're going to revisit them. So you actually don't have to go back and listen to them.
You'll hear it.
We're going to revisit them. We're not going to change our predictions.
No.
Make ourselves sound like we got everything right.
No, so why would we do something like that? That would be beneath us as a legitimate.
It would be dishonest, and we pride ourselves on journalism more than anything.
And seriousness, okay?
Yeah.
And sincerity, obviously. But anyway, that's for a future episode.
I mean, something we have been saying on the show is that like they should be treating AD more like Giannis, as just like get him the ball every time down the court. And his last 10 games have been bonkers. He's putting up 35 a game, 64% field goal percentage, 15 boards, 3 blocks, 1.2 steals. This has to be exactly what you were looking for coming into the season if you're a Lakers fan, right?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest thing was like, when are we going to get the AD that looks a little, who's like, basically, when are we going to get AD back? And, you know, he looks like he's definitely gained some wisdom and confidence, you know, coming out of the street clothes era. And I mean, just like one thing, just seeing how mindful he is of his landings now, I'm like, okay, yes, good. He feels like he's like in his own mind, feels like he's fragile. So he's playing a little more aggressive. I feel like everything's adding up in a way that helps me feel good about the Lakers, despite what I see in the standings. But I think at the very least,
you guys are 5 games from number one. I mean, granted, the West is a jumble, but I mean, the Lakers are 5 games from first and playing extremely well. Like on the point differential, you're only like 0.3 points below.
And watch me
like
become underwater. And now I'm becoming a reasonable Laker fan. I'm like, well, Jack, let's wait. You know, normally I'd be like, yeah, exactly. Just hang up number 18 already. No, I can't go there. I've had my heart broken so many times. But I mean, yeah, it's just it's heartening. And that's, again, I think I've adjusted my expectations from, you know, in the Ham era of just being like, let's just see something different. Let's just see something build. And yeah, our offense looks like, you know, he only, I think in that 55-point game, only like 4 of his points came from like isolation plays. So it's a lot more motion in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 44 and 55 points in consecutive games. Like,
yeah.
James kicks it out. Davis fakes the three, goes inside, and the finish. Oh, Anthony Davis with a highlight play.
It's exciting. I do enjoy the NBA more when the Lakers are good, when a LeBron team is good. And
but now it's an AD team.
Yeah, now it's an AD team.
And I think that's right. The biggest thing, too, is I think it's like being able to embrace that role. And that must be what's going on, you know, is him really feeling like, nah, you know what? I can do a lot for this team. And maybe it's the onus really is on him now.
Yeah.
I think two things needed to happen for Anthony Davis. One, I think his back needed to get better. It was clear that was an issue in the preseason. He wound up missing a game in the regular season. And the second halves, like, he just wasn't himself. Like, when you're a big man with a back issue, that thing tends to wear on you as the game goes on. So that couple playing with center, like, I think he needed to adjust to that. I think physically he's healthier. But then, too, that buzzer beater that where Nembhard beats them when they were up, 17? I actually think that took AD to another level, because that was the last straw, I feel like, for LeBron, especially, to stop dominating the ball late in games. Because, yeah, you could put it on AD's back, but the Lakers, they started this year doing a terrible job of keeping their best player involved in the offense. And for Darvin Ham, I mean, I'm sure he was flabbergasted, but like at the end of the day, if he's your best player, it doesn't matter if he's not the pick and roll ball handler, like get him the ball. When they lost that game, well, I don't think they've lost since. And I think a big focus has just been for 4 quarters. Don't forget about him. And Anthony has rewarded them with that level of consistency. For me, it's never about Anthony Davis. It's always about the other factors around him, including his health. And he's right now peaking.
And there's Trey. Read it perfectly on the backdoor run. Zion on the open floor. Tag yourself. He will. He has that pepper. He got that pop tonight, Joe. He got that pop tonight.
Yeah, because they didn't really get him the ball that much at the end of that game. Like, that was, I think, everybody's frustration. It felt like. Yeah. And it's felt that way for a lot of his tenure with the Lakers. So, yeah, I think you're right. Maybe that crystallized things for everyone a little bit. LeBron can just stay back and make dad jokes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Zion's kind of running the offense again.
He's looking so good.
Mm-hmm.
He's Zioning it up. I mean, when he's going downhill, it's just like, get out the way. Please clear the children from the building, because we don't know what's going to happen.
33 points, 4 steals, 2 blocks the other night, which is just fun. One of my favorite shot blockers to watch.
Nembhard guarded by Curry. 5 to shoot. He was thinking about, he will shoot it. Nembhard again! And the best player in the building with 31 and 13.
Oh, I do want to say, though, the bench in the Pelicans is also looking really good. And I'm like, the more I see that, I'm like, man, this It's same with like the Kings too. I'm like, man, y'all got a bench over there. Mm-hmm. It's really looking nice. And I gotta say, like, I was not the biggest Jose Alvarado fan, but he's beginning to work on me a little bit. Yeah. I'm starting to appreciate him more and more because I part of me was just being a little too much of a Jose hater in the beginning.
That Pelicans team is this year what the Grizzlies were to last year. A team that came out of the play-in tournament, got those two play-in wins, and got some playoff experience. And they're building off of that by getting healthier and exercising the depth that you guys talked about. I mean,
yeah,
it's crazy who's not playing for them. Like, Jackson Hayes was a recent lottery pick. He's not playing for them. Kyrie Lewis, I know he tore his ACL, a lottery pick on a rookie contract. He's not playing. Billy Hernangómez has dominated Eurobasket with everybody playing in Eurobasket. He's not playing. That team is stacked to the guys who are in warm-ups from tip-off to garbage time.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like I was saying in our preseason predictions, I figured that Jose Alvarado was probably going to put up a 38-point game at some point this season. And
oh, yeah, yeah.
And I said
Trey Murphy the third, he might be better than Herb Jones. I remember saying, I said, watch out. He might give Herb Jones a run for his money.
Yeah.
Check the episode. Check it.
Don't go back and check it.
Don't check it right now.
Listen to the one that we're going to release in a little bit.
That one, I don't know. Who knows what they uploaded in that old episode? Listen to the future one where we're absolutely correct on everything.
And then Andrew Nembhard with 31-13, 8 rebounds, as Law, as you kind of mentioned, just putting it together. And this is somebody who was drafted, I think, 31st. First pick of the second round.
New Brogdon.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is one of my favorite things to talk about is nobody knows anything in the NBA. And yeah, just immediately showing people that they don't know anything. And also immediately showing people, like we talked about this when we started seeing the Summer League games with, what's the number two pick's name? The big 7'2". Yeah, Chet Holmgren. When Chet was like balling out in the Summer League, I was like, what were they? Were they telling him not to play good in like for Gonzaga in the NCAA tournament? Because like this is not the same player. And Nembhard too. I mean, he was good, but they had a lot of talent, turns out, on that team last season.
Right. Oh, you want to hear lyric Rick Carlisle on it?
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying that, you know, down the line, you know, when Hoopsite does their redraft of the 22 draft, he'd be a top 15 pick. I'm elevating that to, you know, top 10. I mean, he really is a special player, and you know, our basketball people, Kevin Pritchard and Chad Buchanan and Kelly and Ted, I mean, they just hit it out of the park with him. I mean, this guy's got amazing poise. He's strong. He's old school, but new school. You know, he's special.
Yeah. You heard it from
I like that he's looking for that Hoops Hype redraft, too. I yeah. like that he, like, knows that. He's like, you know, when that's coming, I think it usually comes around mid-December to January. You know, they do a couple, but, like, their redraft 3.0 is really when they lock it in. And I think there, you're going to see him in the top eight, maybe even. I like when a coach reveals he's a fan. He's just, like, out there Googling, just like us.
Hey, this is the same coach that told everybody before the news even broke that Tristan Thompson was going to the Chicago Bulls. All right. Like,
that's right.
Yeah, Tristan for like a week or two. And it's like, so just so you guys know, we're letting Tristan go to Chicago, like specifically Chicago.
Yeah.
Right.
Woj is like, oh man, Carlisle won't stop hitting me up, man.
He said he wants to do car bombs. So I was like, oh no, that doesn't sound as good.
But yeah, I mean, we've talked before Anfernee Simons, even though they're struggling a little bit. But yeah, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is taking it to the next level. I mean, Super Producer Jabari was asking if he's like in the most improved player conversation. That conversation is kind of loaded this season with Halliburton, Markkanen, Simons, Ananobi, Bol Bol, but it also
Austin Reeves,
of course. And it's also sort of a like it's a narrative driven award, you know. Right. It's just like whoever gets the narrative momentum behind them. But he's probably the leader just because it does usually go to like the best player who is part of the conversation for like Ja was last season.
Right.
So maybe it'll be him.
Is it safe to say he is fully just one of the top guards right now?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We can just lock
him. We can just pat ourselves
on the back. Okay. And then with that, my question is, I didn't realize how close him and Chris Paul were, like, over that one season they overlapped. And part of me, like, we always talk about building your game on other players' games. And I'm like, I'm wondering how much of that, like, you know, what we're seeing in his form right now is also informed by, like, you know, having, as people described, an apprenticeship with one of the top guards in the NBA, like, in history. Is there something there to that? Or just kind of like it just took some time and the situation became what it is now for him to excel?
That dude is fresh, though. Like, Shea hasn't gotten the complete any of the previous two seasons. He was already so young. He was a one and done in Kentucky. Like, the year with the Clippers, like, he got to be around a bunch of guys who had a lot of different skill sets. I mean, on one hand, you got your Patrick Beverley that you're playing with growing up on a playoff team. But on the other hand, you got Lou Williams, who, when you look at Shea's game, he's one of the most complete scorers in the league. People talk about three-level scorers, and I talk about Shea as a four-level scorer because the free throw line is a big part of Shea's output. Like, this dude, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, outscores entire teams by himself from the free throw line. And Lou Williams, as a small guard, you know, how did Lou Williams get to be a three-time sixth man of the year? Like, he was getting to the line, right? And so you add that, you add Chris Paul, you add everybody else that's been with the Thunder for those half a years or whatever before Sam Presti tells him, we got some draft business to do, right? Curious to see if that happens this year, but that's another conversation.
With him, Shea's though? They wouldn't do it with him, would they?
Hey, look, I've seen some things. And
it's cold out here. It's cold out here.
Sam Presti's been aggressive, man. So, like, they're playing well now, but if
just
they hit a patch
it
and
back.
It's all-star break, they're going to be like, Shea, you done your thing, man. I promise you this is the last year of this. But, yeah, Shea is four-level scorer at the rim, mid-range game.
I like that.
When he wants to shoot a three, he'll shoot a three, but he gets in line better than anyone, and no one talks about free throws because free throws can be annoying and not great for TV or the highlights of a show like this, but he's killing teams from the free throw line.
Actually, we are planning to do an all free throw episode where we just kind of narrate some of our favorite free throw shooters in the league and just like, you know,
and from old and of old,
taking a warm up dribble, another warm up dribble, take the deep breath.
Carl Malone's
also
mumbling
Kentucky
something.
Talking about college programs that are good at hiding talent, but Shea Gilgeous-Alexander's voice is not what I was expecting. I don't know if I just hadn't heard
deep,
him interview.
How booming it is?
Yeah, man, he has the voice of like, you know, someone who's a 7-footer, which is cool. I like it.
He has the voice of somebody who looks like designer.
Right.
Panda. All right. Let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
And we'll come back. We obviously have to do the fastest segment in podcasting. So we'll be right back.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using promo code DKHOOPS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with promo code DKHOOPS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We're back.
We've been back.
Oh yeah, we've been back.
We kept the designer thing.
Sorry, we had to just go in. You know, when this show is also obviously acknowledges the importance of hip hop, so we're not going to waste our time there. But that 2016 XXL freshman class,
wow,
nothing to play with. But it's time now to get into the real meat of the show. It's the fourth quarter, and it's time for the rapid fire round of questioning. Now, oh la. I hope you're ready because this is the fastest segment in sports podcasting. We are going to ask you some questions.
What are we going to do with you?
Truly testing the rule of law today. We're going to hit you with a question. Just respond. Don't think. Don't, you know, have an overly long answer because it's all about keeping the pace up. And if Jack or I begin to trail off, it is really on you to keep this segment moving.
Yeah.
And we will get angry.
I'm ready for
if you slow it down. Okay, good. Good, Law. I know you're quick with it.
I will get furious.
So, let me just warm up a little bit. Here we go. It's time for the rapid fire round of questions.
Victor Wembanyama. Victor Wembanyama.
Wemby Awards.
Wembanyama.
Victor Wembanyama. Okay, good.
I think we're ready.
Should I go first or you go first?
I'd like to take this one, Miles, if you don't mind.
That's
Would you rather have your favorite team or the team you're covering win a championship this year or have Victor Wembanyama for the next 10 years?
Championship. Because I ain't going, I'm not sure I'll be around in 10 years. Championship.
All right.
I'm trying to win now.
Yeah, and I guess we can just watch Wembanyama wherever he is and enjoy.
Yeah, I'm going to see him for 10 years, afar. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
There you go.
I'm like, do you have your Mets jersey from the French league yet?
I would rather keep running it back and have the Sixers just bottom out and then get Wembanyama, personally.
You want the Sixers to tank for Wemby?
Tank for Wemby. Let's do it. Blow it up.
Yeah.
Blow it up.
Hey, you know me, baby. Let's blow it up too.
Blow it up too.
Yeah.
Electric boogaloo.
Okay. Yeah. Next question. Law, you have the chance to win $10,000 to make a layup with each hand. Or you could win $25,000 to make 5 of 5 free throws, or $100,000 to make at least 4 of 5 from deep. Now, I know you said famously in your Twitter bio, you've gone undrafted for, I think, now 14 years. But which challenge are you taking?
I'm getting the money. I'm not worrying about the basketball, spinning off my hand wrong. You know, I'll make these left-handed layups.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Good to know.
And is the answer the same if you're doing it in an empty gym or in a packed Staples Center or
Crypto
whatever
arena.
That place is called? Crypto.
It's the same. The people don't affect my game.
Wow. Ice water in his veins. It has been confirmed here. But Law, man, I got to tell you, man, we really got to keep this going. So, you know, let's kind of
keep the
answers going. Yep. Okay. All right. Yep. All right. No, that's right. That's true.
Mm.
Jack?
Miles, did you answer that question? Did you say which one you would do?
No, I haven't answered that one.
Oh, okay.
In an arena, the layups.
Man, sure. the layups for me are nerve-wracking in an arena, you know?
Really?
Because then they're going to be like, if you miss a layup,
at least you
miss one and you're out. You know?
Like, would you rather airball a free throw in an arena
or
miss a layup?
Yeah, I guess I do the layups.
Okay.
I'm baby.
All right, baby.
What is a new rule, Law, that you'd like to see implemented or altered effective immediately? When you joined us here in studio, you did declare, I am the law. like Judge Dredd.
Absolutely.
So this is your chance to write a new rule you'd like to see implemented or altered effective immediately. It can be dumb. It can be fun. We've had people say the 25-foot bucket from Rock and Jock.
Yep.
And then we've also had people do something about defensive 3 seconds.
Yeah, last week was no goaltending like FIBA.
Oh, yeah, which is fun.
So I'm not a huge fan of this, but if we're going to go with a new role, the big 3-4-point spot from, 25 feet or whatever it is, I'd put that down. I don't think the court needs to be geometrically changed or anything like that. Some cool writers have suggested that. I'm not really cool with that. But, put that 4-point spot down, and I think you get some more interest. That being said, I'm cool with no rule changes. Sport's fine.
Wow. You're like, don't perfect something that's
already. So you're saying, the spot where it's, a 4-point bucket?
Yes. So if you would put a 4-point spot in 3 different spots, 25 feet, so, top of the key and then each arc, a 4-point spot, basically a logo shot. Yes, that I think
the home team gets to determine where the spots are. That would be fun.
That's your rule change, not mine.
Okay. All right. I was just trying.
I think it would be fun too. It randomly appears at times.
Oh, okay.
Where it's the 4-point spot just showed up. Okay, now if they could probably get back in the game, you know what I mean? I want to see more frantic chaos.
Again, Miles, that was not Law's answer though. So
that's true.
I don't know why
that's
you're trying to put words in his mouth.
Law, man, we got to get to the next question. You know, so that's what I'm going to say up top, man. So let me ask you this next one. You can create your ultimate big 3, okay? Using players from any era, okay? Who do you pick for your ultimate all-time big 3?
Definitely Andre 3000, Big Boy, and somebody from the Goody Mob. You know what I'm saying? Players ball.
Yeah. It's only royal family I've ever.
The Dungeon family. Respect.
Dungeon family.
Okay, I'll take that.
That is the correct answer. And finally, Law, as we do every week, we have to ask you, Jack or Miles?
Jack or Miles, I don't really drink at all, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a...
That's a neutral. That's a neutral.
Wow.
You'll take the or.
Okay. Okay. Good to know.
All right.
Good to know.
Both of you guys, y'all got to come as a package deal.
I'll take that too. Wow. Jack, you
can
okay
I get
with
a
that?
Judge's ruling on that? Does that count for a win? I haven't won.
That's a win.
Yeah. That's a win for me?
That's a win for you. That's a win for you.
Okay.
Yeah, baby. It's all good.
Now, Jabari's demanding you got to pick.
He said we need toxicity.
Jabari says we need toxicity in this, so you got to pick.
No, force him. Law knows. Law makes his decisions. Remember, we couldn't even bully him into doing nonsensical rule changes.
You guys what, I will pick the next time I do this show.
Okay. Right. Hey, guess what? It's the next time you've done the show. Welcome back, Law. Great to have you.
This is the next episode.
Call me Dr. Drake because this is the next episode. Hold up. Wait. Okay, never mind. Law. Thank you so much for joining us.
What a pleasure.
Yeah,
what
man.
A delight.
Awesome to have you. Fantastic having you. Where can people find you and read you and all that and keep up with you?
Yeah, I mean, I say this. Shout out to The Athletic. They put me on and they've supported me and everybody else. So right there, shout out to everybody who subs. I'm on the social medias. Law Murray the New. That's LawMurray. THENU, bring these networks united. So that's what we try and do over here. And that's about it.
Fantastic.
All right.
Yeah. And also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Mad Boosties, BOOSTIES. And also, shout out to the listeners this week. We definitely asked for, people's early MVP favorites. And this week, at Samurai the 7th said all caps Anthony Davis. Okay. I feel that. At Jake B-Ball 11 said Luka. And then low_Jeff said, never been an Anthony Davis believer, but if he continues playing like this and the Lakers keep winning, there would be an MVP arc, which
that's
I think is
wild.
Very
two of the three
measured.
Answers that Super Producer Jabari picked were Anthony Davis. It's crazy.
Just sounds like that's what the people are feeling, man. You know, don't get in the way, Jack.
People have spoken.
People
lock
have spoken,
it in.
Man. Thank you.
Yeah. You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien.
Oh, wow. And you can find me at @MilesOfGray if you feel so inclined. Well, that is going to do it for us on this week's edition of Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties. We'll see you next week, and we'll be talking even more basketball. See you then. Bye.
Bye.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl goes shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.